Hi, everybody. Well, another lovely audio from your favorite creator, Katie Starling. Of course, I just did one this evening, but hey, I'm here to do another one, right? But of course, I love to do this. It's what I do. Anyways, this is actually another custom request, but I'm very excited to do it, and I think we'll have a lot of fun. All right, everybody ready to have a great time? Oh, and let's not forget, this is a work of pure fiction and fantasy written for an adult audience, performed by consenting adults or adult. None of the actions or scenarios described below have ever taken place, nor are planned. The actions contained within this work of fiction and fantasy are not condoned by me or anyone else in K&M Productions here. So, yes, we are trying to do our own production company at some point. Who knows if that will ever happen, but for now, I'm at least having a good time getting perverts like you off every day. I start looking around online, realizing that me and my daughter really need the money, and we don't want to have to do what we had to do for the rent last time. I'm clicking around, wondering what we're going to do. I see a seedy ad looking for amateur models like myself. I go, okay, all right, let's do it. I'm going to go ahead and go. I call the guy up. He seems somewhat interested, at least interested enough. So we make the appointment for the audition, and I head on over. I wear my best outfit. A cute little bikini and a trench coat over it. I show up to the audition. I take off the trench coat, and I say, hey, you like what you see? I know we need this money so bad, I think to myself. He starts looking through my portfolio, but I could tell he doesn't seem that interested. Getting more and more nervous, I see him looking through it. Looking completely unsatisfied with what he sees. I could tell he's about to tell me to move on and that he's not interested in taking me. I look up at him and I go, well, how about something a little more, huh? For the money? Kind of looks up at me interested, and I'm like, well, I can do more than just the photos, you know? How about sex? Come on. Every guy likes a good lay. I promise you I'm quite good at it. I start to rub his thigh. Put my hand down by his cock. Absolutely nothing. Doesn't seem that interested. I start kind of feeling him out a little bit. And he flips to the back of my portfolio to see a picture of my daughter. What about her? You want her? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, would you be willing to take pictures of her for the same amount still? Oh my god, thank you. Okay. Well, she's very young. She's preteen, she's about 11 years old. She has long brown hair, pale, slim, really cute little bubble butt, budding little tits, nice puffy nipples, and a smooth, hairless little pussy. You think that'll be good? Oh my god, you'll pay extra? Yes. Well, she wants to be a model too, so. Oh, I'm just so happy that you're willing to. Thank you so much. You're really gonna just save our day here. Super appreciate you willing to take my daughter on. The next day, I return with her. On the way there, I tell her, Honey, we're just gonna go do a nice photo shoot with this guy that I met. Remember that audition I went to go do? Well, it didn't turn out that well, but he was really interested in taking pictures of you. We could finally start your modeling career now. What do you think? Are you excited? Yay! See, I knew you'd be happy about this. So come on, let's go. You know, she actually looks really cute. Wearing a little sundress, sandals. Has a hair up in a ponytail and little pink panties. We get to the door and I can see him looking her up and down. He invites us in. I see everything set up for the photo shoot and he seems quite excited. He seems a little too excited almost. I can tell that he's got a bulge in his pants looking at my little daughter. The sundress is just a little sheer, so you could probably tell that she's wearing those sweet pink little panties I picked out for her. Men always like little girls in pink panties. Seems to be their favorite. I ask him what he thinks of her. You like her? Oh my god, thank you. Yes, yes, well, I picked them out. I'm very happy I like her little panties. I thought they were cute too. Honey, why don't you go ahead and go pose on a couch like we do at home when we're practicing. Just kind of do that cute little like back arch pose that I taught you how to do. Yes. Yes, it's such a good girl. Thank you. Isn't she a good girl? Do you like what you see? Do you think you can work with her? Shaking my boots, I'm nervous, waiting to hear his response. But if anything tells me yes, it's the bulge in his pants. He looks at me with his eyes big with excitement. Oh, of course. Really? Oh my god, thank you. Thank you so much. Honey, keep doing those little poses. Would you, I actually just got an idea. Would you pay more if I posed in the pictures with her? I see him looking at me for a second. Just a little confused, but seems to be pretty into it. Oh my god, okay, good, 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 good. Got a real positive response from him. I think this is gonna turn out really well. God, we can make even more? We're already gonna make more for bringing my daughter. I ask him what positions he'd like us in. He describes different positions to me. Has us standing up together. Then he starts asking me if it'd be better if we had less clothes on. I look at him and I'm like, well, yeah, okay. Come on, honey, here. I go ahead and I undress my little girl. I take her little sundress off and put your arms over your head. Good girl. You were so good. I go ahead and slip out of my little red dress that I wore. I made sure to not wear anything underneath just in case this might happen. My little girl, already down to just her pink little panties. I could see her sweet little puffy nipples getting hard from the slight chill in the room. I know he's looking at us, ready for us. I can see her. She looks so cute as I slip her little panties off. I can see her bald little cunny, just with the tiniest little wisp of hair right above where her little slit begins. She looks absolutely adorable. And I can see the big bulge in his pants getting bigger and bigger. My nipples start to tingle a little bit. And so does my pussy. I can feel myself getting turned on by this. I start to pose with my little girl. Moving my hand down her back. She's only 11, but she looks so cute. I never thought I'd look at my daughter like this. I ask him if he'd like some more intimate photos. He asked me how intimate. Well, you know, legs open, bent over, maybe we can spread our little ass cheeks apart for you. All right, Kayla, look at me right now. Here. Bend over, just like mommy. Yes, there we go. Bend over, just like mommy. Go right up against me right here. Make sure we have our legs right up against each other. Grab with both your hands your little ass cheeks and spread them apart nice and wide so he can see every little thing you got down there, okay? What a good girl. Yay, you are so good. He starts snapping a bunch of photos. Me and my daughter look so cute like this. We start getting into a new position. And I have my little girl. I tell her, come on over and sit on my lap. Yeah, we'll do one just like this. We go ahead and get into a new pose. And as she sits on my lap, I start to notice. Oh my God. My 11-year-old girl's pussy is wet. It's very wet. I guess she's been enjoying this just as much as I have. I can feel it up against my thigh, the warm, wet feeling of her little cunny. Glistening, smooth, soft. I tell the photographer how inviting it looks. How young and forbidden it is. Why don't you come on over here? Why don't you relieve some pressure? I see how big your bulge is in your pants right now. The camera can be left alone for a minute. Come on, we're very ready. Go ahead and take your cock out for me. I see him unzip his pants. Take it out. Don't stroke it just yet, though. What would you like to see? I go ahead and have my little girl lay down on the couch. I go over her and has you standing right over us. I start running my hand down her little chest. Our new bodies looking so pretty underneath all the bright lights. The couch feeling soft up against our naked skin. Her little sweet budding tits. Her sweet little body trembling. Hard nipples from the slight chill in the room. I run my fingers from down from her chest to her tummy. Feeling her soft, soft, young skin. I know this is wrong. I know it's naughty. But I just can't seem to help myself right now. I know the more we do, the more we'll make. So we might as well keep going. And just with that, I finally get enough incentive to keep going. I finally put my hand down to her tiny, wet little cunt. A sweet pussy. Wet, virgin-like, tight. A beautiful sight. A pure, pure ecstasy. Doing all this right in front of him. Looking up at him from time to time. To let him know that I'm fully aware of what I'm doing to my little girl. I can feel her shaking underneath me. A glazed look in her eye. Is it anticipation? Does she really know what's happening? Does she understand it? I guess I'll have to find out, won't I? I mean, every good mother needs to teach their little girl what sex is all about, don't they? What better way than us getting paid for it? After all, this is how the modeling agency works. Gotta sleep with the right people to get on top. Her eyes are fixated on the photographer's stiff, purple-headed cock. Leaking pre-cum so much that I practically see it drip onto the floor. I see his eyes fixated on her little body as I caress her. She's wet, too. She's just as wet as I am. I bet you'd like to touch her, wouldn't you? Or both of us. How bad would you like to? Huh? Why don't you show me by stroking it a little? I bet you if you just stroked it just enough, it would just come everywhere right now. But don't come yet. Play with us a little longer, won't you? Watch us together. We're both so wet right now. I go ahead and finger myself a little bit, and I show him. Show him how wet I am. I tell my daughter to do the same, so we can compare how wet each of our fingers are. I see my little girl take her finger, slip it inside of herself, and show the man, the photographer, how wet she really is. I see more pre-cum leak out of his cock, dripping onto the floor. I bet if he stepped just wrong, he would slip and fall from how much he's leaking out. I go ahead and I do something a little crazy. I take my daughter's finger with all of her wet juices on it. And I suck it. I suck it off of her little finger. I see my daughter begin to masturbate, almost absentmindedly, as she watches the photographer take pictures, while his cock throbs and leaks pre-cum everywhere. God, it's like she doesn't even know she's doing it. She just is going to town on her wet little pussy. And he's just snapping picture after picture, close-up after close-up of my little girl, as I'm sitting on the couch next to her, rubbing her smooth, smooth, childlike legs. My sweet 11-year-old girl just can't seem to keep her eyes off of his heart-throbbing cock. I guess our photographer really is a pedophile, isn't he? Why don't you go ahead and put the camera down again? Come closer to us. Let my daughter see your cock. Yes. Let her take a good look at it. Come on. Doesn't need that much attention. I promise we won't bite. Just come a little closer. I can see your cock just leaking everywhere. But it'll have to be for the money promised today and more. Yes, as much as possible. How much do you have to really spend? We need it really bad. And with how your cock is leaking, I know how bad you need it too. Good, he agrees to give us double. Sweetheart, see, it's just like the landlord's cock. Remember how he had to touch him too to pay the rent? So it's not that bad. You know how to do it. Oh, come on. You do remember, don't you? Yeah. Well, you know, one day, a while back, it was about a few months ago, and I was in a rut again, like I have been the last few weeks. Me and my daughter, well, I didn't really know what to do, so I went to the landlord and I begged him. I begged him to let us stay with my daughter. My daughter was with me because I just had picked her up from school. He decided to agree to let us stay on one condition. My daughter sucked his cock. I got down on my knees with her and I taught her how to do it, instructing her the entire time to just have her mouth open and let him face fuck her a little bit. And then he said he wanted more, and that if I let him fuck her, take her little virginity that we could have rent free for the next 6 months. I couldn't refuse the offer. I knew at least I wouldn't have to worry about it for a while, and I could actually get her some new clothes for school. She kind of looked at me like, do I really have to do this? And I told her, remember that, you know, that book bag that you really wanted? And those clothes, those new school clothes you wanted? We can get those now. If we don't have to worry about paying rent. And this way, it'll be paid up for the next 6 months. You only have to fuck twice a year. See, it really works out, sweetie. I know it's a lot. And you haven't really had sex before. But I promise he'll take good care of us, won't you? He promised me he'll be gentle. I go ahead and I take him into the bedroom. And I laid her down on the bed. And I watched him as he climbed on top of her. I kind of just, after that, I walked out of the room and shut the door as he wanted to be left alone with her. I stayed outside the door and peeked in every now and then to make sure everything was safe and that he wasn't hurting her. Some people would probably think I'm a terrible mom for it, but I can't help but admit that I got a little wet as he was fucking her. All right, honey. Honey, just stroke his cock. Yeah. Come on, just like what we had to do with the landlord. Maybe a little different. It's always a little different each time. And it gets easier each time, too. Come on, wrap your hand around it like I showed you. She's a really good little girl. You feel her nice, warm, 11-year-old hand around your cock? Doesn't it feel really good? It must. Your cock keeps leaking more and more. You like the feel of my little girl's hand, don't you? You disgusting pervert. Yes, keep stroking him just like that, sweetheart. You're doing so good. Spit on it a little bit. Yes, and I go ahead and spit on it a little bit more myself. I start touching myself as she's stroking him. God, it feels so good to watch him with her. To watch her little hand wrapped around his adult cock. Is throbbing and twitching as he's just relishing the fucking opportunity to let a little 11-year-old girl touch his throbbing cock. It must feel so good. I love watching my little girl do things with older men. She's so good, too. She does exactly what I say every time. Why don't you go ahead and touch her little tits? Look at them, her little puffy nipples. It's almost like they're waiting for you to touch them. Come on now. Yeah, just like that. Touch my little 11-year-old girl. Ah, honey, doesn't his hand feel good down your soft little 11-year-old body? Yes, let him touch you. Now, honey, can you wrap your mouth around his cock like we had to do with the landlord? Yes. What a good fucking little girl. Suck it, just like a lollipop, just like mommy taught you. Suck his throbbing, twitching pedo cock. Ah, oh, what a good little slut. Why don't you go ahead and share it with me, sweetie? Ah, put my daughter on all fours while the photographer's cocks is in our mouth. I go ahead and start moving up behind my daughter as the emotions just take over me. I've gotten so wet from watching them. Feel so close to orgasming. Oh my god. I go ahead and decide to start tasting my little girl from behind. She's so sweet. She's so soaking wet. It's practically dripping down her little legs. I start really burying my face in there. As I know the photographer's cock is still deep down her little throat. And he starts to face fuck her, and I can feel him thrust in and out of her sweet 11-year-old mouth. God, she tastes so innocent. She's so delicious. She's getting wetter and wetter. God, she's so close to coming. She must love sucking cock. Just like mommy does. Like mother, like daughter. Isn't that what they say? You want to come in her mouth, honey? You seem like you're getting pretty intense there. Yes, come down my little girl's throat. Come on, do it. Come down her fucking throat. Fill it with a bunch of pedo cum. Give it a big fucking load. Yeah, come on, let me help you. I jerk his cock into her mouth, wrap my hand around it, the base of it, while the tip is going in and out of her sweet little 11-year-old lips. Soaking wet with her spit, it's easy to jerk it into her mouth. I start fingering myself. My daughter also fingering her little 11-year-old cunt. As I jerk off his cock into her mouth. Oh my god. Yes, yes, fucking come into my daughter's mouth. Please fucking come into her mouth. Oh my god, I see his, I can feel his cock beginning to pulse. I can feel the cum draining from his balls into my little girl's mouth. Into my one and only 11-year-old daughter's mouth. I see her whole entire body tremble as she comes from feeling him come down her throat. We all came together at the same time. After she swallowed his cum, I tell her to give me a kiss so I could taste what's left of his load. Oh, you're such a good little girl. Why don't you go ahead and clean his cock now with your mouth? Clean it all the way down. Ah. Oh my god, she's fingering herself to orgasm again. She just keeps coming. Just like her mother, she can have multiple orgasms. I know this photographer is getting hard again. But says that that's all for this session. Maybe next time he'll get to fuck us both. Wouldn't all you guys like that? As he fucks us both? Maybe he'll even pay us extra next time. I guess we'll have to find out, won't we? No. We get dressed, and I tell them that we'll be back next week to earn some more money. I head out the door with my little girl, telling her how good of a job that she did, and I give her a sweet kiss on the cheek. We get the car and drive away. We have all the cash we need now to get everything she could want. We'll have to keep doing this again and again. Maybe the photographer will even have friends next time. Oh. Well, you guys have a good evening. I think that is it for the day. I am quite tired at this point. It was a very good time. Both audios I just did were pretty long, so... Yay! Remember, if you want your own custom audio, or you write your own script... and I can voice it for you and add my own little touches, please do, because I love doing it. I have a really good time with these. And I love adding my own little flair. Now, these last two audios were definitely very descriptive, so they weren't a lot of me, but they did have my own little flair, and I always add my own little things to it. Truly is a work of art, isn't it? Remember, this is a work of fiction, though, and that I do not condone these behaviors in real life. Please keep that in mind. Join my Discord server, remember, especially if you're having urges or anything of that sort. We do have support groups twice a week, and I hope to see you there. Bye-bye.